Well, hello, my friend. I feel so blessed to share this time with you each week. And as we look into the coming months, I will be releasing more episodes, and I want to make sure that you don't miss a thing. So if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, I'd love for you to subscribe to get alerts when new episodes are released. Also, you might not know it, but your five-star review actually helps Building Faith Podcast get discovered by new people each week. So, I am so grateful for your reviews and the time that we share together. Building Faith Podcast from Chris Reese Ministries is a podcast to bring biblically based messages and lessons on how to apply God's Word into your everyday life. Well, hey, my friend, welcome back to the Building Faith Podcast. I am so excited to be here with you today. I am your host, Chris Reese, and my mission, as always, is help you to apply God's Word to your everyday life. Today, we are in episode 117, and we're talking about how to break free from your past and live a new life in Christ. Do you feel like you're battling for your happiness? Perhaps you feel trapped by your past, torn between the person you once were and the one you wish to be. If this describes you, you may be struggling in one of three particular areas, and any one of these can keep you stuck in your past no matter how much you desire to move forward. But the good news is that God always provides a way out. So I want to talk to you today about three places where you might be stuck and how you can break free. Number one, image. At some point in life, each of us realizes that we're not the best ticket in town. And then we begin to feel insecure. And this is natural as children break out of their self-centered behaviors and start to notice the world around them. And many of us stay in this state and become fearful of showing our flaws. And since we all have flaws, there is only one other option, and that is to create an image. And you can really see this in action on social media. Look, rarely do you see someone posting a picture with bad lighting, showing all their flaws, or talking about how terrible their life is. But the problem is once you create an image, you have to maintain it. Lies and deception, they become your norm. If you truly want to break free from your past, the only image you should align with is who you are in Christ. It is important to have an accurate assessment of yourself, flaws and all. And this doesn't mean that you put yourself down. Paul reminds us in Romans 12:3 to not think more highly of ourselves than we should, but think of yourself with sober judgment. So again, this doesn't mean that we are now swinging the pendulum to the other side and we are putting ourselves down, we are denying our strengths. Paul is reminding us to have an accurate assessment of ourselves, and that includes our strengths and our weaknesses. Number two, fear. This is a biggie. Fear comes in many forms, but in every instance, it disguises itself so well. It hides behind past experiences, future uncertainties, and voices of confusion. And fear is a motivator for some, and not in a good way, and a debilitator for others, and a demon for most. And if there is anything good about fear, now, aside from the fear of God, I doubt that we would have 365 examples in the Bible for us to fear not. And perhaps you're struggling with a fear of rejection or a fear of the unknown, and it's keeping you trapped in a pattern of control. And maybe you're trying so hard to control people and surroundings and situations around you because you fear. May I encourage you today to give that fear over to God. He wants to fight your battles. Don't believe me? Jump on over to Isaiah 40, verse 31. He longs to provide for your every need. Don't believe me? Jump on over to Philippians 4, 19. And he has positioned you for success. Want to make sure? Jump on over to Jeremiah 29, 11. Look, remember, God gave us a spirit of power and love and self-control. He did not give us a spirit of fear. You can find that in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And the third is faulty thinking. Proverbs 23:7 reminds us, "For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Thoughts lead to actions. So, if your thought process is broken, your actions will be too. And you can't change your actions, much less an entire mindset, without first changing your thought process. But how, you ask? Your thoughts probably, if you're like me or you're like everyone else, they just seem to come out of nowhere without your consent. The problem is not that we're having negative thoughts. It's not that we're having faulty thinking. The problem lies in what we do with them. 2 Corinthians 10:5 reminds us to take our rebellious thoughts captive and teach them to obey Christ. My friend, God is not a fan of stinking thinking. If you remember the story of the little engine that could, now I'm going way back, and for some of you, you may not even know what that story is, but I recite his words. And this is what he used to say. The little engine that could said, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." And these words encouraged children everywhere to think positively and keep moving forward. How unappealing would that story have been if we had to listen to this little engine list every reason why something wouldn't work and stubbornly staying stuck in his reasons? Look, my friend, we have the power and the mind of Christ. And my prayer is that you will allow God to transform your life as you renew your mind. And if you need help renewing your mind, I want you to stick with me over the next couple of weeks as we dive deeper into specifically how to renew your mind God's way. Look, my friend, Jesus came so that we could have life and have it in abundance. John 10:10. Don't let the enemy keep you stuck in the past when God has such an amazing future for you. Well, my friend, that's all the time that we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time as much as I have. If so, would you please consider subscribing and leaving a rating? I would greatly appreciate it. But before we go, I have a gift for you. If you have ever wondered just how negative your thinking is, I have a quiz for you. In the description section on the website, you will find a link to a quiz called How Toxic Are Your Thoughts? I want you to jump on over there, take this quiz. It will begin to help you understand just how much of your thought process is actually holding you back from living the life that God wants you to live. So go ahead, jump on over there. Until next time, remember, all things are possible with God. For more information from Chris Reese, visit chrisreese.com/podcast. That's chrisreece.com/podcast.